This is New England Public Media News. Three Western Massachusetts cities are holding open mayoral elections next week. In North Adams, incumbent Tom Bernard is not seeking re-election, and this is the first year both candidates for mayor are women, Lynette Bond and Jennifer Maxey. But as New England Public Media's Nancy Cohen reports, voters are not focusing on gender.
On a recent afternoon, a handful of visitors to the city's contemporary art museum, Mass MoCA, are checking out stores on Main Street in North Adams. But for the most part, the sidewalks are empty, with just a few passers-by, like Anne Leonasio, who's lived here for six decades.
For years, it seems, North Adams has become less important in the minds of the people that run the city, and Mass MoCA has become more important.
She says that divide has contributed to the aging sewer system and the fire hydrants that didn't function during fires last winter.
The infrastructure is falling apart. Buildings are falling apart.
Leonasio is sporting a red hoodie that says Jennifer Maxey for mayor. She says her candidate
has the knowledge, the push, the drive, the heart to bring back what was North Adams.
I support Lynette Bond.
That's 21-year-old Madison Longley, a junior at the Massachusetts College of Liberal Arts. She's experienced the city's aging infrastructure firsthand.
One time last year, a water main broke and no one in either of the dorms could be able to wash their clothes or use the bathroom.
Besides being an English major, Longley is a registered North Adams voter. Peggy Cipello, a retired office manager and lifelong North Adams resident, wants the next mayor to make things better for school kids.
I want the children to feel safe like they used to. I just feel there's a lot of bullying, a lot of dysfunction.
Cipello says she's leaning towards voting for Lynette Bond and notes that Maxey worked in City Hall years ago.
I think it's time for a whole new focus on this city. A whole new set of ideas. I just don't want it to be the old boy network like it used to be.
Hi, thank you for joining us.
The two candidates recently got a chance to discuss their ideas at a debate hosted by iBerkshires and MCLA.
It's my distinct pleasure to welcome you to tonight's historic mayoral debate.
They talked about improving schools, the sewer and water infrastructure, and getting a new public safety building. They had different takes on how the city should address substance abuse disorder.
I'll have a no-tolerance policy for drugs.
That's Jennifer Maxey, who previously served as the city's director of finance, tax collector, and chief financial officer. She's also held top administrative positions at area colleges. She's now at the Northern Berkshire School Union and says she knows she can't stop the drug problem, but
I'm going to work very hard to slow it down. And we're not going to tolerate people dealing drugs on our playgrounds or to our students. It's going to require more work for the police department, but I'm going to support those efforts.
We cannot arrest our way out of this problem. More police officers are not going to solve the issue of substance abuse in our community.
Candidate Lynette Bond is a director of development at MCLA who has also overseen a federal grants program for the town of Adams that included housing rehab and infrastructure projects. She describes visiting a residential program for people with mental illness and addiction.
People are actively trying to help themselves, and we need to provide the resources to do that. As mayor, I plan to work with all of those experts in the field who are addressing this problem head on.
Maxey countered, those are great programs for people who, quote, don't need to be incarcerated.
Bakery department, you have a call on line two. Bakery, line two.
Outside the Big Y in North Adams, Raymond Felix and his daughter Brittany Pilling are waiting with a full shopping cart.
Cat litter. I've got five cats.
Pilling, who's 31 and has lived here her whole life, says the next mayor's priorities should be the drug problem and other things.
Affordable housing and things for children to do around here so they don't have to end up becoming dependent on drugs and, you know, fooling around doing bad things.
Pilling says Maxey will get her vote. Her father, a retired Marine, hasn't settled on a candidate. Raymond Felix wants someone who can bring back the economy.
There's a lot of art here, but it's not really bringing, you know, jobs here. That's what the economy here needs, jobs, more jobs. They're all down in Pittsfield, and it's hard to get to if you don't have a car.
Whoever is elected North Adams' next mayor, voters are asking her to address the basics: water, housing, safety, jobs. For New England Public Media, I'm Nancy Cohen.